Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Did you miss the greatest World Series game ever played? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It lasted 5 hours and 17 minutes and went 10 innings. Runs 25, hits 28, home runs 7, 14 pitches used by both teams. Unforgettable plays, too many to enumerate. The Astros outlasted the Dodgers 13-12 in Game 5, taking a 3-2 lead in the series and the odds of winning it all back to L.A. How can you win a game when falling behind Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw 4-0 and then after tying the score, falling behind again on a 3-run homer by the bums Cody Bellinger, then blowing your own 3-run lead in the top of the ninth? Whether the Astros have been playing for their hurricane-ravaged city or themselves, they are the most exciting baseball team ever assembled from a franchise that lost more than 100 games in this decade. 5'6" Jose Altuve and 6'4" Carlos Correa are the best 3-4 batting punch in baseball, but 23-year-old peach-faced Alex Bregman, who was playing for LSU just 3 years ago, was the hero as he has been the entire postseason, hitting 5 home runs, including one in Game 4 off Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen, and then the winning hit in the bottom of the 10th off Jansen at 1:37 a.m. this morning. Great players fill both of these lineups, all of them warriors. George Springer, Houston's unsung center fielder, gave the Dodgers their last lead by letting a ball get past him. Then he tied the game with a monster homer in his next at-bat. The game had play after play like that, moment after moment to remember, as the Houston crowd left Minute Maid Park chanting, "Beat L.A., beat L.A." The series resumes for Game 6 at Dodger Stadium Tuesday night as Astros ace Justin Verlander tries to clinch their first World Series ever. Suffice to say, no matter how the series ends, they will be replaying this game over and over for years to come. In 5 games so far, the Astros and Dodgers have now hit a record 22 home runs, almost every one of them in clutch situations. Game 5 was like football on a baseball diamond, with the teams trading long bombs and touchdowns. In football, it's the last team to have the ball. In this one, the Astros had the last at-bat. This is Archansky. See ya.